Thank you, worship team. Thank you, choir. That was great job this morning. Hebrews chapter 9, as you find in your place this morning, as I sat over there and just listened to the words of the song sang this morning, your battle this morning, it belongs to Jesus. There's victory this morning. I know in the back of the book who won the war. I know who holds the keys to death, hell, and the grave, and this morning his name's Jesus Christ. If you're fighting something in here this morning, if you got something going on this morning, if you're wearing your grave clothes this morning, I pray this morning you get them taken off. I pray this morning that whatever you have going on, maybe a financial, maybe it be your marriage this morning, maybe it be you lost this morning, maybe an addict in here trying to recover this morning, maybe it just be something in your life that's keeping you away from the will of God and seeing the will of God this morning in your life. I see this morning that we know what this weekend is. We know that it's a Memorial Day weekend, but we sometimes forget that what Memorial Day is, and it was a sacrifice that men and women of this country laid down their life for me and you that we may have freedom, but freedom this morning. And I know this morning, though, that was not the only sacrifice made in this world. I know a man named Jesus Christ this morning that made an ultimate sacrifice this morning, and we're going to read about him this morning in Hebrews chapter 9. If you will stand with me as we reverence the reading of God's Word, Hebrews chapter 9, beginning in verse 26, the Bible says, "For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now, once in the end of the world, hath appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment." Verse 28, "So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation." Let us pray. Lord God, I thank you this morning, Father. I thank you for an opportunity just to stand behind your pulpit this morning, Lord God. Father God, I pray this morning that you just sit me down and I stand you up, God. I pray this morning, God, they're not here to hear me, but to see you and hear you high and lifted up this morning, God. I thank you for the sacrifice you made, Father God, on the cross of Calvary for me. I thank you for the sacrifice you made for the world, Father God. Father God, there was a debt that we couldn't pay, God. God, that you took it up on Calvary's cross this morning, God. Father God, I thank you, Father, for that sacrifice. Father God, I thank you for being the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Father God, I thank you for being the Deliverer this morning. I thank you for being the Healer this morning, Father. Father, I pray this morning, God, that whatever chain somebody has on their neck, around their body this morning, whatever grave clothes they're wrapped up in, God, I pray this morning they see the sacrifice you made for them. Father God, that you died a debt. You paid a debt that they couldn't pay. You paid for those chains. You paid for those grave clothes. Father God, you rose up on the third day. You rolled the stone away from the door, Father God. Father God, I thank you that I serve a risen God. Father God, I'm thankful this morning that you just allowed me to stand behind this sacred desk. Be with us in this hour, God. Move in a mighty way. I love you and I thank you. It's in Jesus' name I ask. In Jesus' name I pray. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. You may be seated this morning. I see this morning, I want to tell you about the ultimate sacrifice that Jesus made for you and me this morning. A question I have is, what was the sacrifice Jesus made? And if I had to title my message this morning, it would be an ultimate sacrifice. An ultimate sacrifice. I know that the men and the women of this country, and I'm thankful for everyone that served. I'm thankful that they gave their life for you and me. That's why we are able to have the freedom that we have. That's why I'm able to stand behind a sacred desk, because they fought for our freedom to have it. And I'm thankful for it this morning. But I'm telling you this morning, that ain't what's going to save you. That ain't what's going to get you to heaven. That ain't what's going to get you to where you need to be in life. That's not going to save you this morning. The sacrifice me and you can't pay is the one that Jesus gave for me and you. We can't sacrifice ourselves. We can't get to heaven by sacrificing our family. We can't get to heaven by sacrificing our money. We can't sacrifice all the worldly things, the possessions that we own. Only way to Jesus Christ this morning is through him. Is the only way that we're going to get to heaven this morning. I see this morning the first thing that I see is as a suffering sacrifice. What was the sacrifice Jesus made? It was a suffering sacrifice. He suffered on the day of Calvary. He suffered when he had to die on a cross for me and you. He suffered on the way there. He suffered while he hanged there. And you say, how did he suffer? He was beaten. I seen this morning that he was beaten. Isaiah 53:5, "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." I see this morning that his suffering, He was beaten this morning, it said in Isaiah, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He took a payment. He took a price that me and you couldn't afford this morning. It was a suffering sacrifice. He walked that road to Calvary. He carried his cross. He toted it up that hill. And when he got there, they continued to beat him. They continued to spit up on him. They continued to mock him. They continued to harass Jesus Christ. And then when he got there to that place, when he got to Calvary that day, and he got up on that cross and he hanged there, you know, he was suffering. He was taking the world for you and me. He was taking our sins for you and me. He didn't have to pay that price. He didn't have to do that for us, but God told him to. God chose him, his only son, to go and pay a price for you and me. He was beaten this morning. It was a suffering sacrifice. He was mocked this morning. I see that he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. He was chastised so me and you could have peace in this world we live in today. He was beaten. He was mocked. I see not only was he beaten and mocked, but he was tortured. He was tortured this morning. They took those nails and they put them in his hands and they drove them in. And I can only imagine the pain that he felt. You know, the whole time Jesus was going through this, the sacrifice that he was making for you and me, he never said a word. He just wept. Jesus wept. That's all. Jesus wept. All the pain, all that whole sacrifice that Jesus, during that suffering that he went through, He never said a word. He just wept for you and me. He said, for then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. In Hebrews chapter 9, verse 10, or I'm sorry, Hebrews chapter 9, verse 26. Suffered since the foundation of the world, but now, once in the end of the world, hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. This morning, Jesus knew how he was going to have to take away the sins of this world. And that was by a sacrifice that me and you, for me and you, that was a sacrifice he had to make. I know that when people sign up, that they go into the army, they get in there and they sign a contract and they're going to serve for so long. And in that contract, I'm sure, is a danger, is a caution somewhere in there. There's probably a warning that, hey, you may pay a price. You may pay a price for fighting for this country. You may pay a price for fighting for this country. You may have to lay down your life for this country. And people get there and they sign their name on that line and they date it. And then they get sworn in and they go off and they send them off. And I know they're thinking as they go, and especially as they get shipped off, they're thinking, what will tomorrow hold? What's going to happen while I'm gone? What's going to happen to my family? But I'm telling you this morning, if you are lost, dying, and going to a devil's hell this morning, there's a contract you can sign for eternity. There's a piece of paper that you can sign this morning, and it's the Lamb's Book of Life. He can write your name in there this morning. If you're lost, dying, and going to hell, he'll write you in this morning. He'll put you on that contract. And the good thing about that contract, hey, it's for eternity. He'll write your name in there and you'll serve him for eternity. You'll follow him for eternity. If you mess up, hey, guess what? He's done bought your sin. He's done paid for it. Just go to him for forgiveness. Ask him to forgive you. Keep on marching, keep on marching, and keep on marching for Jesus Christ. This morning, if you lost, you want to sign up on that contract this morning, he's calling you this morning. But there's a sacrifice this morning when you sign up for Jesus Christ this morning. As a sacrifice you have to make to sign up with Jesus this morning. As a sacrifice you have to make. And you say, what is that? Hey, you have to quit doing what you used to doing. You have to quit acting the way you used to act. You have to quit talking the way you used to talk. You got to be on fire for Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ don't want somebody that's going to straddle the fence. He wants somebody either all in or he don't want you at all. If you ain't willing to sacrifice this morning, though, I wouldn't come. If you want to keep living the way you want to live and you come and you just say a prayer just to make it sound good, just to make it look good, this morning it ain't going to be worth it. You'll get up the same way you come. You'll get up the same way you come. That contract, it'll be no good. That contract ain't going to be worth nothing. I see the sacrifice Jesus made. It was a suffering sacrifice. I see this morning not only was it a suffering sacrifice, but that sacrifice, it was a single sacrifice this morning. You said, no, there was two other guys beside Jesus Christ. There was two other guys beside Jesus Christ. There were two other people. But there was only one that died for you and me. There was only one that died for you and me. It was a single sacrifice this morning. That sacrifice, he was the one and only. He was the one and only that sacrificed. It was him that only sacrificed himself for you and me so that we'd have a home in heaven, so that we'd have eternity. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, the Bible says, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree. On the cross, the only one. It said he is his own self bare our sins in his own body. He was the only one this morning that went to Calvary, the only one that died on a cross for you and me, that we would have a home in heaven one day, that we wouldn't have to go through our own sacrifice. He was the one and only. This morning, the Bible said in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 26, look again and for then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now, once in the end of the world, hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Jesus Christ didn't offer no goat. Jesus Christ didn't offer no other man. Jesus Christ took himself on a tree, on a cross of Calvary, and he hung it for you and me. There's only one way to heaven. There ain't no other way. I know that there's a single sacrifice because there's only one way to heaven. Don't let somebody of this world tell you that your works will get you to heaven. It ain't going to happen. Don't let somebody tell you just being a good old boy or a good old girl is going to get you to heaven. It ain't going to happen. The only way I can tell you to get to Jesus Christ is to get in an altar with him, find him, ask him to come into your life, to forgive you of your sins, and to save you this morning. I see it was a one and only sacrifice. Also this morning, I see it was the only meaningful sacrifice. It's the only meaningful sacrifice. Hey, yeah, I see that all throughout the Bible, all the sacrifices that had happened. I see all the sacrifices that happened. Yeah, they may have meant something, but there was nothing about them that saved us and got us to heaven. There was a thing about each sacrifice when they offered up a lamb or they offered up a goat or they offered up whatever that God would send them to sacrifice, but it was not as meaningful as the one that Jesus Christ paid for you and me. It's the only one that we talk about. We don't talk about any other way but to get to heaven. We don't talk about anybody else to get to Jesus on how to get to Jesus Christ. It's the only meaningful sacrifice that has been made. I see not only is it the only one and only, is it the only meaningful sacrifice, but it's also the only rewarding sacrifice this morning. It's the only rewarding sacrifice. You said, well, how is it rewarding? I know that with Jesus Christ, that since he sacrificed himself for me and you, that I don't have to perish in a devil's hell. I know that this morning because I've been blood bought born again. I've been saved and washed in the blood by Jesus Christ. And I know that my Bible tells me that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, it shall be saved. And that means I don't have to perish. I know that when he calls me home one day, I know that when I take my last breath that I'll go with him. I'll walk the streets of gold. I'll see those pearly gates. I'll be at his feet worshiping him, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That's the only rewarding one this morning. I'll tell you, if you're lost in here and you was to die today, there's no reward to go to hell. There's no reward going to hell. There's no reward. You're going to perish. You're going to burn. You're going to be mocked. You're going to be tortured. You're going to be all these things that Jesus was during his suffering of a sacrifice. You're going to suffer the whole time. There's no reward. I know that though when I get to heaven, there ain't no suffering. I know there ain't no more pain. I know there ain't no more worldly things coming in. I know there ain't no more problems when I get to heaven. I get to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hebrews chapter 10, if you'll look over with me just next couple pages over. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 12. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice, Paul said after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. It's a reward. It's the only meaningful, and it's the one and only sacrifice this morning. He said this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of Jesus Christ, right hand of God this morning. He sat down. I tell you this morning, that's a reward to know where Jesus is sitting at this morning. Hey, Jesus is right beside the Father this morning. He's right beside the Father this morning. If you want to go find Jesus, He's right beside the Father this morning. He's plugged in. He's connected this morning. He's sitting on the right hand of the Father this morning. Hey, if you want to know where Satan is, go out there in the world and find him. You got to go out there and you got to look for him. It ain't hard to find him, but you got to go out there and look for him. Hey, and if you ain't careful, he'll come on in here with you. He'll dwell with you for a little while. He'll pick somebody else this week. He'll find somebody else. But this morning, I know Jesus Christ. He's in my heart. And I know where to find him this morning. I know I don't have to go to some honky-tonk. I know I don't have to find him in some pill bottle. I know I don't have to find him in some alcoholic beverage this morning. I know I don't have to find Jesus in the bottom of a barrel. I know where Jesus is sitting at this morning. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 12 that he sat down on the right hand of God this morning. I see his sacrifice. It was suffering. I see it was a single sacrifice this morning. But I'm going to leave you with one more point. It was suffering. It was a single. But it was a saving sacrifice this morning. That saving sacrifice. You said, what does that sacrifice do? It saved the lost. It'll save the lost man. If you're lost in here, it'll save you this morning. The sacrifice Jesus made for you and me, it'll save you this morning. Look here in chapter 9 again. It said, so Christ was once offered in verse 28 to bear the sins of many. It said there, he will bear the sins of many. He bore the sins of us for you and me. It'll save you. That sacrifice this morning, the blood that Jesus shed on Calvary, that sacrifice he made, it'll save you this morning if you're lost. It'll save you this morning. It said, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. And unto them that took for him shall appear the second time without sin unto salvation. And what does that say? It says, and the second time when he comes and he calls us home, that we will appear unto salvation because we've been bought. We've been born again. When we get into heaven, we'll have no more sin. We'll have no more problems. We'll have no more issues. But you got to ask him to come into your life. I see that it was a saving sacrifice because it saved the lost. It also saved you from a devil's hell. That sacrifice this morning saved us so we all wouldn't have to perish. It saved us this morning from a devil's hell. Hey, if you this morning you ain't never had to sacrifice, you ain't never experienced the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, if you ain't never asked him to come into your life, you don't know what I'm talking about this morning. You don't know what I'm talking about. You're still bound for a devil's hell this morning. You're still on that road. You're still not where you need to be. You still are lost and you still need to find Jesus Christ. Look here in John 3:16, the Bible says, perfect verse, because it was a saving sacrifice, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16 summed it up so well, for God so loved the world. He loved you and me so much that God gave his only Son. He gave him his only Son this morning to save me and you, to save us from a devil's hell. He took on death, hell, and the grave. He went down and he got the keys and he conquered it. So me and you didn't have to face it. It's a saving sacrifice because he saved the lost. He saved us from a devil's hell. But this morning I know that Jesus saved us from our own sacrifice this morning. You say, what do you mean? Who would have had to pay the price if Jesus never would have went to the cross of Calvary? You and me. We would have had to be accountable for what we've done. We would have had to be accountable for what we've done. We still are accountable, but we don't have to pay that price anymore. Jesus took that price. Jesus paid that debt. Jesus sacrificed his life so me and you didn't have to. I see that if that saving sacrifice kept me and you from paying our own debt this morning. This morning, do you know who I'm talking about? Do you know a sacrifice I'm talking about? Do you know Jesus Christ? Do you know who he is this morning? Are you still walking this path of loss? Are you still walking down the old road, headed to a devil's hell? Are you just this morning, are you backslidden? Have you got out of the will of God this morning? Need to be brought back. Who am I talking to this morning? Who am I talking to this morning that may just need to give him your issues, give him your problems this morning? He sacrificed his life so me and you didn't have to carry our own burden. He sacrificed his life so we could call on him, so we could give him our burdens. We can lay them at his feet, and he can help us walk. He can help us tote our load. This morning, am I talking to somebody this morning? Are you suffering this morning? Are you suffering this morning? You may be saved, but you may be in and over your head this morning, so far in, you don't know which way's up. You suffering this morning? Do you need to find Jesus this morning? Do you need to take off your grave clothes? Do you need to give him something in your life this morning? He sacrificed his life so me and you didn't have to. He sacrificed himself so me and you didn't have to tote the weight of this world. As our musicians come this morning. This morning, where are you at with Jesus? Do you know that sacrifice? Do you know the sacrifice I'm talking about? We've all heard about it. We just all heard about the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. But have you experienced that sacrifice this morning? Who in here would sacrifice their worldly life to come to know Jesus this morning? Who's willing to sign up for the kingdom of God? Hey, he don't want no sissy this morning. He don't want somebody that ain't going to walk the walk and talk the talk for him. He wants somebody that's going to jump in, hit the ground running, and serve him. As we pray, Lord God, I love you. Lord God, I thank you. I thank you for your ultimate sacrifice that you made on Calvary's tree. Lord God, I thank you, Father, for a sacrifice I didn't have to pay. God, there's somebody in here this morning, maybe walking that road, headed to a devil's hell this morning. Father, somebody in here that's in and over their head this morning. Father, that's got finance issues, got an addiction this morning. Whatever, Lord God, it could be, Lord God, in this place. Father God, you sacrificed your lives so they didn't have to. So they didn't have to go through it. Lord God, you're willing to take it this morning. Father, in this hour, I just ask you to move. Be with the time of invitation. In Jesus' name, amen.